What's up, guys? The Baker here. And this is a kind of thing I have, a new mic. It's kind of awesome looking, and I'm testing a test I lost life out with it. And I'm playing in a webcam. I have another webcam, but I got one 4K, but cheap, so I get 4K. It was 50% off. I mean, I hope. They come in Monday, so. But, I mean, we live in a crazy world today. I can say we live in the most crazy world I've seen in my life. And I don't want to talk this conversation. This is going to be just the conversation of the Arizona State students situation that I don't understand why this situation, first of all. If you watch this video, if you have watched it, it's on TikTok and basically two, I don't remember this to say, it's two women show up. And the person have Police Life Matter on it. And they was doing nothing. They was doing their homework. You see the other part of the video. They all was calm. Those are the only two people that was not. It was weird. It was a multicultural thing. But I'm like, to me, my opinion is like, they shouldn't have came. It's just, I don't understand. Because how they acted to them because of their skin the color. In fact, they said because, and like, I'm so, I don't like that because it goes back to these days. But you know what? I don't understand how you could treat people and you don't want to be treated the same way. That's the fact. They did do nothing to you. They just have a sticker on their tablet, on their computer, side computer. And I'm like, I watched the video, and personally, my opinion is like, I don't understand why you get mad about it. Just move on. Don't get in the, they didn't get in the faces, but they just start yelling at them, call them racist. In my opinion, they do not know these people. They just show up out of nowhere and start yelling at them. So they don't know them very well. If you knew somebody like that, if you know them, you don't know them personally, you're not friends with them, you don't know who they are as people, that's the point that people realize is like, they are judging them because of what they see, but don't judge them by the color of their skin, but judge them on the color of their character. That's what happened. It's like, I don't understand why people don't judge by character, because if you judge by a person by the book, dude, old saying go, do not judge book by cover. You see somebody that look, oh, it look nice, it look nice, it look nice. But behind doors, they are the meanest people in the world. That's why they should be back. They should be this old saying, the old saying, say again, don't judge book by a cover. Don't judge the two girls, don't judge those students because they have something that you don't like. Don't you disagree with? And like, the problem is now it's so crazy right now. But the problem is now they want to just say, oh, I'm hurt. I truly don't like my generation. They are worse, man. Okay, but that's opinions. But that view of me is I don't understand why they went up to them and start yelling, and they have no clue what they did wrong. Because they have Police Lives Matter on one of the computers. That's not the, it's why. They was not bothering. And you see the other students who show up, who actually was around them, didn't bother them. They moved, they focus on their work. And since that very end of the video, I think it was an Asian man. I can't say an Asian person came up and they stopped the video. Why? I want to hear the whole conversation of that. Be honest. That's how I feel about it. I want to hear the whole conversation. But that's the point. I don't understand why you go to somebody that you do not know personally and start yelling at them and call them racist, stuff like that. We use this word so much. It's like it's losing flavor to me. As my viewers lose flavor. And like that word is terrible. Racist people are terrible, just to put it out there. And that's my point about it. It's like, I'm so sick of these, my generation, my preview of it is like, why do you treat them like crap? Why do you treat them badly? There's no point to treat them badly. If you don't know these people personally, do not bother them. They just do their schoolwork. But I'm triggered. That's a problem. People won't agree. This world, 100%, we will never agree everything on 100%. Possible? No way in. No way. That's the facts, people gotta realize. You might have a certain thing I look at differently than you look at this differently. It's a viewpoint, and that's how it works. And that's the problem. People don't want, you know, like I said, people don't want, just really want to really understand how I feel about that situation. The Energy State, it's, they did nothing wrong, in my opinion. They went to a building, did their homework, and they come up and still yell at them. Plain and simple. And that's how I feel about it. It's like, treat people like you want to be treated. And one thing more is, like, if you want to be treated, like, respectfully and treat them the same like you want to be treated, treat them like the same. Say, hey, I'm very defending on that. And not start yelling. It's crazy how I look at this. Is like, why? Why are we looking at it this way? And that's the point is, it's like, we do not want to treat people the same way that you want to be treated. The old saying go, you give respect, you earn respect. And that's the thing I'm really bothering about more. Bothering me more than ever, because no one wants to respect each other. We might have disagreements, we might have arguments, but if we come together and say, hey, do we have something in common? Let's see. If you don't have another comment, don't have another comment. But we treat them as friends, treat them as human beings. And that's really what's crazy about this at the Arizona State place. It's like, why? You're treating other people like crap. That's the only time I'm cussing. That's the only time I'm cussing. And that's a fact that people realize. We need to work together as human beings. Not look at the color of skins. Color of the skin. I was an Irish. My family is Irish. We live in the Irish. We didn't live in like Africa, so my skin didn't. It's something different, but you live in a different hemisphere. We bleed the same blood. We are people. We are human beings. We make mistakes. If you say you're perfect, that's a lot of crap. I'm just saying. Sorry, too. That's what I want to show people. Love them as who they are. You might disagree. You might lose a friend. But love them as human beings. This is why I feel more and more is we need to focus on being more helpful people. Be more helpful for other people. Because we know this is. We live only once. If you believe in God, you believe in a lot more stuff. If you're atheist, you don't believe. Don't matter. Treat them with respect. I don't dish nobody. If you give me respect, I give respect back, way back, hundredfold. And that's a fact. As human beings, we need to come together. No matter where you are, left, right, you got the other thing. Come together as human beings. We might disagree on some things, but why can't we just work together best we can? And you have life choices, life choose, whatever you want to choose. If he chooses you something and then disagree with it, so be it. But treat them like you won't be treated at the end in life. Because one day, you might want to be treated the same way. You won't don't want to get treated the same. And that's a fact to be realized. Sorry, this got really off track a little bit. It got to Arizona now. It's coming out mostly telling people. Sometimes people, we disagree with stuff. And if this is kind of all rep for everything, both topics. It'd be better to have more organization. But this is just recording, just random talk. I feel more and more, let's come together as human beings. We are born in this world much. We don't know what happened when we die. If you're atheist, you know you're basically gone. But treat people as you'll be treated. And that's a fact that I don't understand why we see this world today. And we don't realize we need to change some stuff. As treating people the same way. No matter what your background is. And that's a key. So, this might be controversial. This might be issues. Hey, if you have any, if you want any questions, follow me at the Baker. I'm terrible with this. Be honest, I'm so terrible. I don't do much on Twitter. I'm do better on social media. That's the goal. Follow me on the Baker on Instagram. On Instagram, the Baker 43206. That's the Baker 43206 on Instagram. Follow me there. I'm trying to do more social media stuff on more. Follow me on. I don't do Twitter, be honest. I just don't like Twitter personally. I don't like Twitter, I mean, but I'm gonna try to get better on Twitter. But Twitter is not my big issue. I don't like Twitter. I just don't like Twitter. I just personally do not like Twitter. On the James the Baker Hickey at Hickey Bakery Baker. Blah, 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 blah. And you can follow me on Facebook. James the Baker Hickey, send a friend request. Or you can follow. I'm going to try to put this more on that. Or you can follow me on James the Baker Hickey Presents the Bakery. So, I hope you guys have a good week. Have a good week. This will be recorded on Saturday. It's recorded on Saturday. And I really hope, hey, you guys will talk to me. Leave a message. Just talk to me what you feel about the Arizona State University situation. I give my true fair opinion about it. And let's just talk and just look at as people, as human beings. And I hope everybody have a good day. And don't forget, believe your dreams, never get up, release your streets, and have a nice day.